snowfall causes havoc in Virginia City. By Tom Darby, it is estimated, by where one might be standing or residing, that the Comstock saw between 5 and 10 inches of snow between Sunday, October 24th and Monday, October 25th. Further, while many people who work in the Western Valley remained home, not wishing to chance Geiger grades winding curves, the Virginia City Power Station on Union and F Streets abruptly went offline. Reports suggest that parts of Six Mile Road and areas within the VC Highlands have been without power, affecting 792 people. As quoted from the social media page of the Story County Sheriff's Office, rain all night, then wet heavy snow turning the roads a mess. Tree limbs breaking and causing the roads to be obstacle courses. Power outage throughout the Comstock. Could we maybe get a few meteors to fall? End of social media post from the sheriff's office. We enjoy a good sense of humor in light of the burden. On the serious side, the sheriff's office did post, county offices are on a 2-hour delay this morning due to a power outage in addition to weather and road conditions. Offices are expected to open at 10 a.m. I like that they're announcing a 2-hour delay in a f***ing newspaper.
Yeah, the day after.
Dang.
It's a 26-hour delay. At best.
Depending on when your delivery guy comes
by. Exactly.
I don't know how much this connects to this article. So this week, I think it was Wednesday, it was at the end of the day, school day Tuesday, but like a transformer or something exploded. Oh. And New Bern High School, yeah, they went without power at the very end of Tuesday, and then they had to take Wednesday off.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those things that didn't catch it at the moment it happened in conversation, but after I hung up the phone, I was like, wait a second. And so on Wednesday, my mom, she saw that Meredith's car was home and was calling to say, was Meredith sick or something. I was like, oh, no, that she couldn't go to school today. They canceled school. It's like, oh, it's like, yeah, the transformer exploded. And my mom goes, well, that sounds fishy. And it wasn't until after the conversation, I was like, wait a second, what?
More than meets the eye.
Like, I don't know what, like, I was like, I'm kind of glad I didn't notice that because I don't know what to do with that.
I don't want
to
take my math quiz.
It's like, do you think, did Meredith do it? Did one of the students? Did the school system make it up? We can't allow anybody to come to school on Wednesday. Just tell them the transformer exploded. They'll never suspect a thing. Sorry. I don't know. That was just one of those things. It's like, wait a second.
I'm not the only one thinking about Optimus Prime, right?
Yes.
You are not the only one thinking about Optimus Prime.
Okay.
You can't say the word transformer without
me thinking. Yeah, that's what I thought you were. I was like, it sounded made up because they're not real.
I thought you just meant with school being canceled.
No, the first time I heard an adult reference that thing at the top of a telephone pole or light pole as a transformer, I laughed.
Well, you're like, well, that's like, the worst transformer. Yeah, most of them are cool like cars and planes. That one's a pole.
And I'm one of the weirdos that knew what the thing on the pole was before I knew what a transformer was because of what my dad did.
He blew up the transformer at New Bern High
School. He did. Multiple times.
So your mom said it sounds fishy not because of the cartoon or the toys. It's because it sounds fishy, like someone blew it up.
Yeah, I don't think her brain was on.
Well, it's probably, they've machines. Had this happening. People have been sabotaging substations shut down different events. That's so she might have been thinking about that.
Yeah. Oh.
But okay. They did figure out what it was, and it was not that. It was an HVAC unit.
Oh, it wasn't a robot that looked like a Volkswagen?
The power.
On top of a pole?
Yeah. I think there's more than meets the eye to this situation.
Welcome to Detective Optimus Prime.
Light poles in disguise.
I think everything looks fine.
Meanwhile,
go back to school, meet puppets.
Meanwhile, the Story County School District, after posting a 2-hour delay, decided that because the roads were unsafe for travel, to close for the day. So the newspaper had to put out another edition
that they all read the next day.
Yeah. They added, please take extra precaution when driving today.
You mean yesterday?
Yeah. Finally, Geiger Grade State Road 342, also a great transformer name, and 6 Mile Canyon Road will see chains or snow tire requirements continue off and on for the next couple of days. That's vague as hell. As the snow begins to melt, freezing in the shaded places and causing hazardous driving conditions. So far, there has been no official call for any of the three mentioned roadways to close.
It does beg the question. I mean, why is that in the paper? Talking about closures that happen at best the day before. And we've got a local group that has just started a new paper in 2023.
So here is what I am seeing. Here's what is in my brain. Is this group of old people that don't want to join social media. So this one dude is like, I'll do it, and I'll put out a daily report. And yeah. That will be our new paper.
It's just so they have something to talk about. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you hear about the weather yesterday?
But it sounds like he's probably getting his news from social media.
That's what I'm saying.
Then putting it. He's doing. He's gathering it. Gathering
one posts. Old guy's hand is like, all right, I'll bite the bullet for the rest of us. I will read social media.
He's treating Facebook and Instagram like the AP.
I'll let the Chinese have my information on the TikTok so that not everybody else has to do it.
I'll make the sacrifice of y'all known. In other news, Dolores's girl messed up.
Full story next month.
Gotta wait for somebody else to write it.
Details in 30 days.
Guess I got a great idea. Weather magazine. You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead. I have lots of money to spend on things that are worthless.
Monthly report.
Monthly weather report. It will take us 30 days to put the magazine together. So,
although that's what the almanac is, but it's telling the future. So which is worse, the one that tells you what happened or the one that tells you what's probably not going to happen?
Well, I think it was Farmer's Almanac. Why didn't they just call it Future Book?
Edgar Rice Burroughs supports my publication. Yeah.
That was the end of the article.
What's funny is I actually figured that. I was like, that's the end of the article.
You're still holding your phone. I'm like, maybe. Maybe no. There's more.
No.